Welcome to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, mom, exercise physiologist, and pre- and postnatal fitness expert. This show is all about helping you navigate your pregnancy and postpartum journey with more strength, energy, and ease. Each week, pull up a seat for a new topic that will empower you to feel strong, capable, and confident while supporting your body through all the changes of the motherhood journey. Just a reminder that the information on this show is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please speak to your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare. I'm honored and excited to be a part of your health journey into motherhood. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hey friend, welcome back to the Strong Mama Podcast. So glad you are here. I'm Nicole, your host. And today, just chatting about a topic that I haven't really gone into depth in on the podcast. Maybe I've hinted about it here and there, but we are talking about how exercise in pregnancy affects your baby. So when you exercise as the pregnant parent, how is your baby benefiting from that, current and future? So I think this stuff is going to be really interesting to you. It's all research based. So if you're like, how do you know this? You can reach out to me and I will send you the research studies if you're into that. If not, just trust me. I have it all sourced because, again, I don't want to just give you like random advice on this podcast. So a little backstory: when I became pregnant with my first, he is about to turn 4. So this was, about 4.5 years ago, maybe at the beginning of that pregnancy. But I remember like my top goal was like to have an active pregnancy, have a healthy pregnancy. Like those were kind of like my main intentions at the beginning, and nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. And as I got further along into that first trimester, it just became more and more clear that it like wasn't about me anymore. It wasn't, especially when it came to exercise, like it's the recurring thought that keeps coming up in my brain is like, it's not about you anymore. And, you know, that's not to be like a Debbie Downer or anything, or like you don't matter. But like, I think for me, it was just this game changing perspective shift of like, okay, we have this other life to care for now, and I'm growing this human with my body, and I just have to adapt how my goals are, how my approach is with exercise, my motivation and intentions behind exercise. There's just so much more to it. So I don't know if you can relate to any of that if you're early on in your pregnancy, but that's kind of how that evolved for me. And then of course I went down the track of just learning all the things about prenatal and postnatal exercise and fitness, and learned all of this good info that I'm going to share with you today. So I think many of us know that exercise and taking care of your body in pregnancy in general is good for your baby and benefits them. So today I really wanted to paint the picture of how research has shown exercise to affect your growing baby when you exercise in pregnancy, and I'll list out 6 different benefits that your baby will have. And again, so often I see women set out with a goal of staying in shape during pregnancy or not gaining too much weight or maintaining their fitness, things like that, which all valid things, not shaming any goals here. None of them are wrong. However, I do want to shed light on the fact that your baby gets so much benefit out of exercise as well, and that 9 months of your pregnancy by just staying active can really have a lifetime impact on your baby. So when you care for your body in pregnancy and exercise and do the things, your baby is getting a ton of benefits for childhood and beyond. Now, does this mean that exercise is the magic cure for everything and you exercise, you're gonna have the healthiest baby ever? No, nothing is. We can't guarantee anything, but we can control the effort that we put in. We can control ourselves to some extent. And I'm always a believer of like controlling what's within our control, or contributing to what's within our control and trusting our body with the rest. So of course, exercise, just like nutrition, they're all pieces of a much bigger puzzle, a much more comprehensive puzzle. And again, those benefits are carrying over to not just you and you reaping so many amazing benefits in your pregnancy, such as like decreasing aches and pains and preparing for birth and just overall being more comfortable, strong, and capable in your pregnancy. Recovering quicker. I could go on and on about the benefits to you, but it's also going to benefit the next generation, which is really, really cool to think about. So let's get into it. The first benefit that I want to talk about for baby is that when you exercise in pregnancy, it is going to help improve placental function. So the placenta is an entirely new organ, of course, that is grown during pregnancy, and it's essentially the lifeline for your baby. It provides the fetus with all the oxygen, the nutrients that it needs to grow. So this is a very important new organ, and studies have actually shown that those who exercise regularly in early to mid pregnancy experience a more rapid growth of the placenta and have improved placental function. So we can see how that's going to be really, really important for baby's growth, for baby's development. And as I say all of these things, you guys, when I say exercise, it doesn't mean that like you have to exercise every single day or five times a week, or it has to be, you know, consistently the same every week, or it's not worth it. Every little bit counts, and I want you to remember that, because you may go through certain phases where you are more fatigued, or who knows what, like things will come up, life will come up, maybe you're going through a transition. I just don't want you to use this against yourself and think that maybe you're not gonna have a healthy baby if you can't be on your consistency game all the time. I can tell you for a fact that during my pregnancies, I have not been perfectly consistent. You know, things have come up, especially in my second pregnancy when I also had a toddler at home, and things are just going to happen, right? Like you're going to have that first trimester fatigue. You're going to have, things come up. You're going to have extra appointments. So I just want to normalize that it doesn't, and validate also that it doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing ever has to be perfect. Maybe some things do, but not in this scenario. Okay, that's number one, improve placental function. Number two, it can improve baby's health at birth. So when babies are born, they do the Apgar scores, the Apgar tests, which essentially is a measure of baby's physical condition at birth. It considers their appearance, the strength of their crying, their muscle tone, and other physical characteristics. So it is, when you exercise, it is correlated with higher newborn Apgar scores, which is really cool. It's also been shown when you exercise in pregnancy to reduce the risk of premature labor or low birth weight babies, 5 pounds, 8 ounces or less. So that's another one, improves baby's health at birth. Number three is that it improves baby's ability to manage the stresses of labor and recover more quickly, which I think is very interesting because we know contractions are a lot on us. Maybe you don't know quite yet, but contractions are a lot on our body, right? We are going through a lot when our body is contracting during labor. And this is physically demanding on us. It's also physically demanding on baby, because what's happening during this is that the uterus essentially is being compressed. And when the uterus is compressed, which baby is of course inside the uterus, during each contraction, when that baby or that uterus is compressed, oxygen is sort of being cut off temporarily. Now our babies are made to handle this stuff, but when we exercise in pregnancy, they can better withstand those stresses. They are able to recover between contractions. They are able to endure essentially for a longer amount of time. Just like when we are training for our endurance during pregnancy, that's something I have my clients do, especially in that, you know, mid to late second trimester and beyond. They are training to build their endurance up a little bit to manage those contractions better from a mental and physical standpoint. So as they're going through that, they're also training their baby to also be able to better withstand and endure and recover from contractions. So kind of think of it as a team effort there. But I think that one is probably one of the coolest benefits to exercising in pregnancy, in my opinion. I think it's just so cool that we can have an impact like that. And I just know, like during my first birth experience, it was a long labor. And there was a lot of endurance on both ends of the spectrum, myself, my son. And yeah, so coming from a personal experience, I think that exercise was super, super helpful for both of us to endure a very long labor. All right, moving on to number four, it improves cardiorespiratory health of baby, even into childhood years. So when you exercise in pregnancy, it's been shown to substantially reduce the risk of heart defects. Very, very interesting and cool. And it's also been shown to improve their cardiorespiratory health, so like their cardiovascular system, their lungs, resulting in higher cardio fitness levels, and that extends into childhood. So really, really cool on that one too. I'm saying that for all of these, but I just find it so interesting that you can have so much of an impact on your growing, developing baby. And it can just, it goes beyond those newborn Apgar tests too. It goes into childhood and beyond. So something really cool to keep thinking about, that when you are getting your heart rate up, you're getting your heart pumping, you are also getting theirs pumping and teaching theirs to work more efficiently, essentially. Number five, it reduces the risk of becoming overweight or obese as a child. So some longer-term studies have shown that babies born to those who exercise during pregnancies maintain lower fat and weight levels as children, which of course can, you know, lead to other health benefits. Of course, you know, maintaining a higher level of fat and weight and obesity can lead to other chronic health conditions. So this point is by no means coming from like, you should have a fit child, or like, if they store fat on their body, they're not healthy. No, it's nothing like that. It's really just coming from a place of when we are supporting healthy weight gain and, you know, tending towards, and I don't like using BMI as a reference at all, but I think most of us will get this, but like the more appropriate ranges for their weight and height and age and all those things, then we're supporting their overall health. Because when we're, of course, storing additional weight, it can potentially give us risk factors for other chronic health conditions like diabetes, heart conditions, other things like that that I'm not going to get into, but just know that your exercise is helping to reduce that risk of becoming overweight or obese as a child. And of course, there are other factors that are going to come into play here, their activity level, their nutrition, things like that. So just kind of take this one as is, know it much like many other things is a piece of the puzzle. All right, sixth and final thing here is that exercise in pregnancy may improve intelligence, language, and memory for your baby. So some longer-term studies have shown that babies born to the moms who exercise in pregnancy have scored higher on general intelligence, memory tests, oral language tests than children of those who did not exercise. And that's even when factoring out parental weight, height, education, socioeconomical status. So those things weren't factored in that could influence a child's development. It's just exercise, how it affected the baby. So very, very cool stuff, right? I don't know if your mind is like blown like mine was when I first learned all of this, but I just think it is so impactful to know. And I think it also increases that motivation level to get moving in any way that you can. So if you're sitting there thinking like, okay, this is awesome information, but how do I know like what exactly I should be doing for exercise? There are a lot of episodes. So if you scroll back, but one that I'll point you in the direction of, because I think it applies, is episode 63, and it's Are Your Pregnancy Workouts Safe? And in that, I go over some myths about exercising in pregnancy. I think I talk some recommendations and also how to like gauge your intensity and have like a safe intensity, heart rate range, all of that stuff. And I think it'll help you just feel a little bit safer in your workouts, depending on if you're doing strength, cardio, whatever that might be. But yeah, I use the term exercise loosely because there's a very vast difference between someone doing CrossFit and somebody doing walking and yoga. So yeah, I would definitely check out episode 63 and then also just scroll back through, like even start the podcast from the beginning. If you are just new to this, start that podcast from the beginning, and there are a ton of pregnancy episodes that you can go through. So I hope this gives you one more reason to stay motivated in your prenatal exercise routine and stay the path. And again, I don't want you to use this information against yourself. If you go through a rough patch or you skip a day or a week here or there, you know, I have had many, many clients have healthy, healthy babies. And have they been consistent, like perfectly consistent throughout their entire pregnancy? No, there's been a week missed here. There's been a day missed there. There's been, you know, lower intensity times and higher intensity times. That's just life, you guys. So I don't want you, again, to use this info against yourself. I want you to take it, put it in your back pocket, and know that what matters most is that you're listening to your body and you are doing your absolute best to not only support your body, but support your baby through the way that you move. As always, I am here for you. So if you are on your prenatal journey and you don't know where to start with exercise, you really want to support your body, but you don't know what's safe, you need that guidance, you want that direct, clear path to supporting your body and your baby through intentional exercise in pregnancy, then I'm here for you. I can help you with that. All you need to do is either send me a DM over on Instagram. I'm over there at Strong Mama Wellness. Or you can head down to the link in my show notes and book a free discovery call. We can chat, we can learn more about you, what you've been doing, your challenges, what you ultimately want for your pregnancy vision and your birth, and go from there to see if it's a good fit. I am also dropping a link to my free guide below that is all about pregnancy exercise modifications broken down by trimester. So if you wanted a good starting place to know what to modify, then that is there for you. And any other links will be below. But I hope we can connect one way or another over on Instagram, through a discovery call, whatever that looks like for you. I'll chat with you soon, friend. Bye. And that's a wrap, Mama. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Strong Mama Podcast. If this show has served you in some way, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Head to strongmamawellnessco.com for more free resources and opportunities for us to work together. Until next time, keep moving.